Welcome. Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talker Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have to announce that, I had the big coffee incident yesterday morning. And I told you I am real. That's for sure and for certain. Well, you know, things are tight here, but I'm going to have to buy a new keyboard. I thought it was working, but only parts of it are working. And so the old keyboard got fried with Beth's coffee. And anyway, it is what it is, and we'll just have to deal with it. I have an interesting guest here today, and, he's not here, but he's with us today, and he called me out of the blue. We kind of contacted each other. Somebody had given him my name somehow, some way, and he is running for representative in the 76th District of Illinois, and he has butt heads with the things that are going on in the party or within the party. And we thought this would make a good time, especially with what's going on and what we're seeing across the nation. We talk about the distractions that are happening. But this young man, he's served in the military. He's U.S. Air Force, just recently got out. He's going back to school and doing some of those things, getting a little further in his education. But he's running for the representative in the 76th District of Illinois, and we're going to welcome Jacob Brammel today. Jacob, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Beth. It's really great to be on your show today. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I fried my keyboard on my computer, so things were, I have a laptop and it sits on, and my computer's old and my laptop's old, and I've got a docking station I put it on, so the laptop's fine, except most of my plug-in cords don't want to charge it anymore, but it charges when it's on the docking station. But I have a special keyboard that I can use from that docking station, from that computer or the laptop or the old computer that sits there. Well, when I spilled my coffee on my way into the studio yesterday, it seemed like it was working yesterday afternoon, but this morning when I come in, it's only got certain keys that'll work. So my arms are getting stretched out because I'm reaching up on the laptop that's up on the docking station and then sometimes on the keyboard. I do work hard, and I'm sitting here thinking.
And we sure do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jacob. Thank you. It's all in a day's work, I guess. But you know, right now it's not that there's ever a good time to have to replace equipment, but right now it's not a good time to have to replace equipment. But I'm gonna have to go get a keyboard because I don't think I can keep stretching. You don't know me very well, but I'm a little short person, so stretching up there trying to reach my keyboard on my laptop is a little bit of a chore. So I got to work out this morning. But you called me, a couple of weeks ago. And, I'm always a little bit cautious these days because everybody wants to be on the air, you know. Everybody thinks they need some airtime. But your story intrigued me because we know this goes on. But here you've dealt with it firsthand and are going to continue to deal with it, I would suspect. It's not over for you yet.
Oh, absolutely. And, absolutely. I am continuing to deal with it.
Obviously, you're going to have to if you're going to run for the 76th District. Now, I want you to tell me first, before we start your story, why you decided to run for a representative there in the 76th District of Illinois.
Well, that's a great question. And I'll be firmly honest about it. During my time in the military, I served 4.5 years active duty Air Force, 2010 to late into 2014. And one of the things that I've noticed from being in the military is it really opens your eyes up to a lot that's going on. I always considered myself to be in the middle of the spectrum when it comes to politics. And that was growing up because when you go through school, everything that's left wing, everything that is Democrat, liberal, it's just jam down the students' throats in school, whether you're in grade school or you're in high school. And then when you get out and you actually start to experience stuff, I joined the military when I was 17, and that's where my full grasp of experience started. And I realized more and more that I wasn't in the middle of the spectrum. I kept being pushed further right because of what I've seen and what I've experienced and what my eyes were opened up to outside of the public school education process here in America. And one of the things I started to realize more and more being in the military is the people of this country are not properly informed. There are many things at a bigger level that occur just between the government, the military, and the people are left uninformed on what is going on. There are many things that our military operations conduct, and the longer time progresses, the United States government keeps saying, well, these are things that people don't need to know. These are things that people don't need to know. And I refute that. I will say that regardless of how gruesome something is or how great something is, the people in the United States of America deserve to know the operations our government are conducting.
It's not just a need to know. I mean, we do need to know. It is our, it's our duty to know. You know, we the people can't make informed decisions if we don't have the information in front of us. Now, when we're talking about, you know, some of the secret things that are going on in national security and that kind of thing, I don't think we need to publish all of that. But there's an awful lot that the American people, which I like to call we the people, simply are ignorant to or don't have knowledge of. And, you know, sometimes it bothers me, Jacob, and I'm just as bad as the next person. I don't care. Sometimes you just don't care. You know, that's just, I don't want to know about that. But we need to know about that. Somebody says, oh, you watch the mainstream media. I said, yeah, it's, I've got to know what they're up to. And you know what? I watch Fox. I need to know what they're up to because I don't trust them 100% either. I've caught them in some things, and I'm more than disappointed in them, but I never had them raised to a level where I was worshiping them in any way, shape, size, or form. But we need to open our eyes and let the scales fall off and really see. I said, you don't even need these polls. You don't really need all these reports coming out of D.C. If you stand in your community and you look around and you see who's working, who's not working, who's struggling, who's not struggling, and you watch the businesses close, you watch things change, and you can kind of see exactly what's going on. You don't need any polls or any reports. Just use your common sense, and you can see right in your own neighborhood what's happening in this nation.
Oh, absolutely. I can't agree with you more. But then there's people who will say, well, that's not going on because that's not what's being reported. And some people don't even see it when it's happening right in front of them. I don't understand how we have this corruption, this level of corruption going on in America. It's not about party lines. Parties, I mean, the Republican Party has a national platform, and the states have state platforms as well, and they have platforms at the local level. You have the other party that doesn't even have a platform. You try to look at a platform that's their moral compass, that's guided by the principles in that platform, the Democrats don't even have that. They just change with whatever way they can convince the voters or how the landscape's changing here in America. The Republican Party is supposed to be the party of ethics and integrity. And I can tell you from what I've just recently experienced in the House Republican Organization in the state of Illinois, that's not true. We have staffers that are working in the House Republican Organization that were a part of the Hillary Clinton campaign in 2008.
Well, it goes around, comes around.
Why are they working in our Republican organization?
Because
you can look at...
We're going into a break, Jacob. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at that because, you know, there's so many stories that we could swap and share. But I'm going to tell you what, they're only enemies when they're in front of the camera. We're going into a break. I'm going to hold off on phone calls because Jacob has quite a story that he's going to share. And I want you to listen to what's happened to him. So write the number down, but don't give us a call till later. 877-895-5410. And Jacob and Beth Ann, I'll be right back. Thank you.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog, and then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption. Abuse of power and deceit have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David? By Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Listening to CSE Talk Radio, this is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Jacob. Jacob Brammel. Is it Brammel or Brammel?
Bramble. You got it right the
I got
first
it right
time.
The first time. Okay.
You know your stuff.
Yeah, yes. No, I don't. You know, your story intrigued me, and I'm going to just kind of set it up a little bit for you. But he's running for representative. That's correct, right? Representative. For the
State representative in 76th
District of Illinois. And he had somebody that was actually helping him. And he was right there with Jacob. And all of a sudden, the tide begins to turn. And it were you shocked when it did this? I don't want you to tell a story until I let you go here. And I'm going to let you go in just a second. Were you shocked when you went to that meeting? Or were you expecting it?
A part of me was and a part of me wasn't.
Okay.
We just always prepared for it. And that's something I took with me from the military.
Mm.
Kind of put fail safes on everything you're doing just to prepare for if somebody's going to throw a monkey wrench in your operations.
Well, let's tell the story here. You got a call from your friend, and you were going to have a meeting with him and two others, and I'm going to let you set it up now.
Oh, well, we had our Veterans Day parade in Utica, Illinois, and it's the biggest in the state of Illinois. It's one of the biggest. And afterwards, I got a phone call to meet up with a gentleman who ran in 2014, so the 2014 State Representative, 76th District. And he was an advisor to my campaign. in Illinois, we have a petition process where you have to get a certain amount of signatures to get on the ballot. Him and his wife and his family were on my petitions, and a week later from that date, he was actually going to come out and endorse me. He really liked me as a viable candidate, and I got a phone call from him, and he was really pushy, and he's not really a pushy guy. He said, hey, you need to get up to this bar. We need to talk. We need to talk. Are you on your way? Are you coming? And finally, I arrived there, and I was walking in, and I was looking for him. It happened in Ottawa, Illinois, at a place called Shakers. And I walked in, I saw two other gentlemen sitting with him in suits, and I walked around the table so I could get a view of everybody that was sitting there. And I kind of recognized one of the gentlemen that was sitting there. He was sweating profusely, and his name was Joe Woodward. And there was another gentleman named Anthony Sorrows, and there was Jerry Long himself. The two other individuals were from the House Republican Organization in Illinois. And we took a seat, and I did have another individual that was with me. She was the eyes and the ears that heard everything that took place. But as soon as I sat down, I just knew there was red flags based on body language. Everybody looked nervous. Mm-hmm. They couldn't make eye contact. They were looking down at the ground. And my first thought was, you know, how's everybody doing? And I didn't know walking into a pretty big sucker punch like I did, but I did, and we dealt with it. But it was probably 2 minutes after sitting down, Jerry Long looked over at me, the gentleman who ran in 2014, who was going to come out and endorse me and was a partial advisor to the campaign, said that he's going to be running for the 76th district and it's in the best interest of the House Republican organization. And Joe Woodward started to chime in, and he said, we want you to dissolve your campaign right here, right now, and we want you to move your committee and all your resources over to Jerry Long's campaign. And Jerry Long looked at me, and he said, we need you. We need your expertise. And then it went kind of back and forth between Jerry and Joe Woodward of saying, just telling me the things I want to hear. Hey, you're doing all the right things on your campaign. You're running a very good grassroots campaign. You're on top of what you're supposed to be doing. And my first thought was, you know, why are you asking me this? And the reason being was, is Jerry kept repeating, this is in the best interest of the House Republican organization and the Republican Party. And I said, that's awfully strange, because he kept tripping up on his words, and then he'd go back and say, the people here in the 76th district. And I look at Joe Woodward, and I said, so what if I do tell you now that I'm not going to dissolve these operations for my campaign? And he said, well, I highly advise against that, because we will spend as much money as physically possible on Jerry Long's campaign to ensure that he wins the primary. And if for some reason he doesn't win the primary, we will not back you at all. If you move on to the general election, we will continue to say Jerry Long was our guy, and that's the guy that we still back to this day, even though he's not the one moving on to the general election. And I said, that's awfully strange when you have a great conservative Republican, a true Republican. There's a lot of names for the Republican Party today. There's moderate Republicans, liberal Republicans, Tea Partiers, and the whole sort down the line. And the people asked me where I stand, and I said, I'm a true Republican. The Republicans that we had during Ronald Reagan's era, the Republicans that we had during Lincoln's era. And if people don't remember those Republicans, then they need a little bit of a history lesson. Because the Republican Party is a phenomenal party to be a part of, if you look back in history. But anyways, going back to the story, I said, well, that's awfully strange if I make it through the primary for you to still come out against me as a candidate. And they just continued, and I asked Joe, I said, well, you know, what if I do make it through the primary? You know, what's going to happen to me? And he just continued to say, we highly advise against you running your campaign and you dissolve your campaign. And then Jay moved over to Jerry, and Jerry said that we're going to get you honed to be the next in line so you can rub elbows with the right people. And Joe Woodward also confirmed that we can get you in touch with the proper bigwigs you need to be in touch with so we can get you honed to be the next one in line when Jerry decides to step down. And they bribed me, they coerced me, they intimidated me many times in this meeting with power and money, to dissolve my campaign, and they also bribed me with a very well-paid position on Jerry Long's campaign, because they relayed to me that everybody that's going to be working for him are going to be in a paid position. And I just kept telling them, I'm not going to dissolve my campaign first off, and there was an obligation that I couldn't leave the table from them unless I gave them the answer that I was going to dissolve my campaign. I asked everybody to step away from the table so I could talk to Jerry Long one-on-one, because at this point I'd known him for, I'd say it maybe a little bit more than 2 years, but about 2 years. And I became fairly good friends with him when he ran his first campaign. He didn't have the backing of the House Republican organization until the very last minute in the campaign, about 30 days before election. They wrote him over $100,000 check.
Wow.
And he relayed that information to me in the past. And, you know, he was a candidate at the time he was grassroots and he was doing the right things. He came out of the woodwork. He recognized the state of Illinois has fallen into fiscal and moral despair. And he was a person in his community that has never been involved in politics, for as far as I know, and what he's relayed to me. And he came out and he said, I'm going to run for this district. And I was in the military at the time. I was getting ready to get my honorable discharge and separate so I could go have other experiences in my life. And I decided to lend him a hand on his campaign. And there were some things I learned about him as a candidate that maybe I didn't see eye to eye on, but there were other things that I liked about him. And he was a person who was running for the people the first time. He didn't have big wigs in his back pocket sending him this money. But the tides have changed. He's been bought out. He's told me he's been paid to run his campaign again, and that's why he's running it. Him and his wife closed on a house in Alabama, and they were selling off their rental properties to go down there and move. And I just think it's awfully strange that a House Republican organization comes in, and now they offer him this money, and all of a sudden he's running again. After he's wrote to the paper many times, he's told the district and the state of Illinois many times he's not going to be seeking election because him and his wife are moving on to other ventures. But when I talked to him one-on-one, the first thing I said to him is, what the heck, Jerry? What's going on here? And he just kept relaying to me that this is in the best interest of the House Republican organization. And I said, but it's not about the House Republican organization. I said, we have people here in this district. Illinois used to be a manufacturing powerhouse. It's not anymore. It's very dead.
You know, Jacob, I would like to know the answer to that. I would like to have a question there. I would have. Why? Why are you in the best interest and I'm not? What is it that you stand for that I do not stand for? Or what is it that I stand for that's not in the best interest of the Republican Party here in the 76th District of Illinois? You know, they keep throwing that out there, and it's like, where do you come up with that? And you know what? I'm sick and tired of people saying it's the best thing for the party. Because it's not about party, it's about people. I want you to stay on and finish this story, and I have some other things I want to discuss with you, if you don't mind. If you can stay on, can you stay on the full show? Okay. We're going to open up the phone lines. Corruption, you can stop it. I believe that. If you take a stand, just like Jacob is doing, you can stop it. And you know what? It's time we stopped being silent. 877-895-5410. Don't turn your heads and act like it's not happening. You've got to take it by the reins, and you got to bring her down. 877-895-5410. And Jacob and Beth Ann will be right back.
Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus, Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The Trifecta for $40 and the Trifecta Plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit. Proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed. And that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. And request your subscription to The Pen today.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann, and I'm visiting today with Jacob Brammel. He's running for representative in the 76th District of Illinois, and I know this is a national show. We're heard everywhere. But I wanted to talk about this because of the corruption that he ended up having to fight head-to-head, and I guess you're going to continue to have to fight that even though Jerry has moved on.
I'm going to continue to fight that head-to-head because when the party told me it would forever taint my reputation in Illinois with Republicans and ever getting my foot in the door politically again, I told them it's not about my reputation, it's about the people. And if my reputation suffers by doing what's right for the people, I'm okay with that, because I have a principle that's guided by a moral compass. And Republicans are bold. They stand firm on their ground, and they don't back down from a challenge. And the people that sat down at that table were not Republicans.
No, they're not. They are corrupt. Now, we have a caller. We have a caller from Arizona. Anthony, how are you today?
Pretty good for a human being. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good, too, for a human being. What's on your mind today, Anthony?
Well, my investigation over the past 50 years has led back to a meeting that I attended where they said they were going to control every American's movement by taxing their heartbeat, so they put the tax on the food, and when you eat it, now you have the right to move around. But basically, the same people who were involved with the taxing of the food and the income tax on food were the ones that set up the Federal Reserve Bank system. And there's nothing in the Constitution that gives them the authority to do this. Yet, when they did this, they gave this group of people a title of nobility, whereby they were able to have people buy their time on television and on radio and newspapers to defeat good American candidates.
You know, that's right. And you know, too, Anthony, it shouldn't cost as much as it does to run for any office. It's just ridiculous that they spend millions and millions of dollars to run for an office that pays not even close to that much. So you need to be a little suspicious as to why it's so important.
Well, at this particular meeting, this one person even said, well, this is absolutely insane. He said, and I believe it was Franklin Delano Roosevelt that said this.
That may be true.
That he was going to control people in this manner.
Well, they're controlling the people in all kinds of ways. I'm gonna cut you short here so we can continue with Jacob's story, and I've got some other callers too. But you're absolutely right about the Federal Reserve, and we need to do something about that. And you know, that gets ignored. It gets ignored in all of this. You know, it's more important, like I said yesterday, it's more important for the media to concentrate on what Trump said, you know, whether there was cheering from the Muslims during the 9/11 or not. That's really insignificant to what's going on in this nation, the corruption, the things that we're dealing with. And, you know, it's a distraction.
Are you still listening to me, or am I cut off already?
Well, I was talking, so I wasn't listening. I need to let you go. Quickly make a point.
Well, I just wanted to make the final point is that every time that we buy advertising, we actually are aiding our enemy, who uses our money to defeat us in these elections.
By advertising.
Right. So the real grassroots would be possibly to have people go at every gas station and pass out literature where the people who own and acquire the major media without paying one lawful American dollar for it. They used Federal Reserve notes, which were created out of thin air.
Okay. Well, you're on a whole nother subject. It's related, but it's off subject for what Jacob and I are talking about. So I'm going to let you go, and I've got some callers holding. I appreciate your call, Anthony. Thank you.
And I thank you for listening to me.
You're more than welcome. We agree. You know, Jacob, there's a lot of people that ignore that Federal Reserve. They ignore this world banking system that is controlling lots of things, and it's a big problem. And you know, we've got to start attacking things on a local level. I'm not sure, you know, he says don't spend your money on advertising, but I have to have advertisers in order to stay on the air. So unless people are going to send me money and keep me on the air, I have to have advertisers, and they're not going to stay with me if my listeners don't use the advertisers. So,
that's,
you know,
right.
It's kind of a cycle here. You know, you gotta somehow you gotta find the money to stay on the air. And I, you know, those Federal Reserve notes, they just don't grow on trees. Unfortunately, they are a tree because they're paper, but they don't grow on trees. So we have another caller before I let you continue. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. You know, the secret to Illinois politics is vote early and vote often. But, you know, I think my first comment to you would be, have you considered putting your story into an editorial form and then sending it to the Chicago Tribune? And I think they probably would be willing to print it. And if they do print it, I think you would be able to find people that would buy into what you're saying. The second comment I have is that I think Illinois politics and the finances of the state are actually beyond being solved now. And unless we have the federal authority of a federal judge in a bankruptcy basically saying who's going to get what, Illinois is beyond the point of being able to work out its problems.
That's kind of a sad Sad statement,
well,
Steve.
let me comment on this for a second.
Sure.
I will tell you that in our local papers in the area, they've done a good job at reporting what has actually gone on, and they've reached out to the House Republican organization where Joe Woodward himself actually did confirm the story. And the other candidate just keeps coming out and saying they're all half-truths. And he just refuses to be in touch with the media on it. He keeps calling out the media. And, you know, the media did print an honest story, and they got confirmation from one of the head guys that was actually there, Joe Woodward himself.
Yeah. You know what?
As far as the Chicago Tribune, I will get the story over to them. I'll try that. But I just highly doubt, being the Chicago Tribune, that they're going to report it.
You might be surprised. They're actually fairly broad. But
I'll give it a shot, but I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. Have a good one.
Okay,
good luck.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Steve's he follows quite a bit of stuff. I mean, he calls me about every morning and leaves a message on my phone. And usually it's a little bit too late because I've already got a show planned. But, you know, Jacob, basically they were trying to buy you off, because not only were they going to make you step aside and they had already bought Jerry off, they were going to set you up for a future. You had a future there. I mean, they were setting you up for the next one in line, and you were going to get a paying position, and they were setting you up royally.
And I laughed at them. I laughed at them because I told them, if this was a platform you come in here with to buy out a military member, you made a big mistake. We don't care about money. We care about people.
Mm.
I looked at Joe Woodward right in the eyes and I said, you know what? It's not about my reputation. If I have to take my reputation to do what's right, I'm standing on my conviction.
You know, reputation can be squashed pretty easily, and all they have to do is just say something. And we see this in politics all the time. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm admiring you for taking a stand. We have to do what's right and not worry about what the gossip or what the reputation is that they're going to spread and do. And they will. They absolutely will. We've seen it. I've seen it in other areas of life, whether it's in church areas, whether it's in, you know, other work jobs, or just, you know, somebody that's just mean and spiteful. You know, they just do things. People are mean. They can be. But doing the right thing is never the wrong thing to do. And
that's right.
I admire you for taking a stand. I want to talk to you about something else, kind of along this issue. I don't know if you're a Trump supporter or not a Trump supporter. That doesn't really matter to me right at this moment. But I want to talk to you about something that I had. This popped into my head a few weeks ago, and now somebody's written an article about it. And I wanted to ask you what you thought about it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. And Jacob and Beth Ann will be right back.
Accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Did you know that whether you're making a phone call, texting a friend, or checking email, you can be making a difference for CSE Talk Radio? That's right. When you sign up for wireless service from our friends at Affinity 4, not only do you receive affordable rate plans with nationwide coverage on one of America's largest wireless networks, you'll also be supporting CSE Talk Radio through Affinity 4's Get Back program. Affinity 4 Wireless offers a variety of phones from leading manufacturers, and you can choose from individual and shared plans to meet your needs. And you can keep your same phone number. Call 1-800-311-2021 today and let the Affinity 4 customer service team help you select the best plan and phone for your needs. And remember, when you sign up for any of Affinity 4's products and services, a portion of the proceeds will be donated back to CSC Talk Radio. Don't wait. Call today, 1-800-311-2021, and ask about their current wireless promotions, including a free month of service and free phone offers. That's 1-800-311-2021.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism brief? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's selling U.S. out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with a young man who's running. I'm sorry to call you that, but you are because I'm an old lady. So you're a young man who's running. He's taken it upon himself to run for representative in the 76th District of Illinois. And he's already fighting the establishment. And I want you to keep me informed as to how these things go, okay? I want you to report in every once in a while and keep me informed. Well, this crossed my mind a couple of weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago or so. And I thought, now that's just getting weird, Beth. Why would you even think such a thing? But now somebody's written an article about it. Gary Leifbrevre, I'm not sure how you say his name, L-E-F-E-B-V-R-E, and they're talking about, and it's actually taken from on Trump by Bill Bennett. It's his interesting take on Trump. So it's actually him that wrote it. The other guy just kind of moved it around. He posted it. But the mainstream media hates Donald Trump. The GOP hates Donald Trump. Fox is not kind toward Donald Trump. The only one that I see that's really, you know, O'Reilly tries to pretend he is. Megan Ryan hates him with a purple passion.
All and, that took was 2 minutes of the first debate.
Oh, yeah. And, well, she didn't like him before then. That's why that was the first question. I wondered how much the GOP paid Fox to ask that question.
Exactly what's going on with these questions, though, through the media.
You bet it is. And they're upset because Trump and Carson both, because they've been running in the lead, they've been saying, you know, we need to have a little more control. Because, you know, that's not a debate. The commentary does not, the moderator does not get into the debate. That is not their job. Their job is to ask a question. Their job is to keep civility. The debate goes on between the candidates. And I thought the last debate with the Fox Business was the best one so far. They stayed on topic. But it's obvious that everybody hates Donald Trump. And it's not just because he's the evil rich, you know, as Hillary Clinton would call it. They don't like him because he's independent. They don't like it because he is self-funding. He can pretty much say what he wants. And him and Carson, for the most part, ignore the media when they bring up some of this stupid stuff. But in this article, he says, this Bill Bennett, he says they will kill him before they let him be president. Now, stop and think about that. It says here, it could be a Republican or a Democrat that instigates the shutting up of Trump. Don't be surprised if he has an accident. Some people are getting very nervous. Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, Eric Holder, Hillary Clinton, and John Corzine, to just name a few. And it goes on in here talking about the dynamics of what's taking place. Now, when you think about what an outsider, you know, we thought Ronald Reagan was an outsider, but he had been governor.
He's been the governor in California as a Democrat, and then when he ran against in 76 when he ran, the House, the establishment Republican organization said absolutely not.
But
this guy's a radical.
I think one thing that what they're really upset, instead of paying attention to it, it's scaring them. But Trump's only doing well because we the people are sick and tired of the establishment. What they did this last time when we gave the Republicans the majority, they followed the Democrats. They voted, they did not vote to defund Obamacare like they said they were going to, like we put them in there to do. They did not do several things that they should have done. The Iran deal is a bad deal. The Congress let it happen. They let it happen. You can blame Obama all you want, but it's Congress, the D.C. occupiers up there, occupying offices and cutting deals. Just like they were trying to cut a deal with you at that restaurant.
No, that's exactly
they're cutting
what's
deals.
Going on.
And it isn't about the people. It's about the parties and the policies. And they are not on our side. They are on the side of making money. And that's what it's all about. So I just wanted to share that with you because, you know, Trump, everybody thought he was a joke. And I'll be honest, sometimes I still think he is. I wished he'd just calm down and just stick with the issues. But in some respects, the media won't let him. You know, he made that comment about the Muslims rioting or cheering, and that's become the topic now. Well, what does that have to do with you and me? What does that have to do, whether that happened or didn't happen, what does that have to do with right now and the policies and the things that are going on and how we need to make some changes?
I'll tell you, I think Ted Cruz said it best in one of the last two debates. When he came out and he told the moderators, we're not up here to argue if Ben Carson can do math. We're not up here to argue if Jeb Bush smoked marijuana or if he didn't smoke marijuana. We're up here to talk about issues. And in the Republican debates, the media is just going after these individuals. And I truly believe that it's because if you follow the money, they are paying for the one they have selected. And we saw what happened in the 70s with Ronald Reagan. And then Ronald Reagan came back in the 80s and said, hey, you know what? That wasn't my time in the 70s. And the Republican establishment was screaming for him. And Ronald Reagan's like, I don't need you guys. I don't need you guys. I don't need you guys' help. You know, I'll be gracious if you're going to support me, but I don't need your help. And look what happened. We turned our economy around in the United States of America. We toppled the Berlin Wall, and we brought democracy and freedom to Germany,
you know,
and other places in the East.
I love Ronald Reagan, but he wasn't a perfect man. And I think when he got up there, he realized the president isn't always the one in charge. You know, because he made some promises that he wasn't able to keep. You can't always blame the president. I mean, the Congress has a lot to takes a lot of the blame, and they should. You know, they're the ones in charge of the purse. The House is in charge of the purse, and they're not taking care of the purse. They're spinning it like a drunken sailor. I'm sorry, all sailors out there, but that's just an old saying. But they're spending it like crazy, and we're in debt. And those are the issues I want addressed. You know, Trump's making a lot of promises. I want to get him down to details. But he can't give all details till he gets there. He can't give them all. I mean, they don't have it all because they don't have privilege to all the information right now.
Oh, I can tell you that. Running as a state representative, there's people that look at you with all the answers, and I tell people, I am here to fill the gap between the constituent and what the law says. And the only way you can fill that gap is listening to people who are out there doing these things.
Absolutely.
It's good to know a little about a lot of things, but not a lot about one or two things when you're running for office.
Right.
And I try to portray that in my message. You have to listen to what the people are saying so you can go and do what you were supposed to do to fill that gap.
Well, I'm sure you can hear we're out of time. You can hear the music. You know, Jacob, don't be a stranger. Let's talk again on air. I want you to keep me informed as to what's going on. I close the show every day saying we've got to bring America home, and I mean that with all my heart. You know, my friend in Arizona said you got to stop using advertisers. We got to use advertisers. We've got to start supporting one another somehow, some way, or we're not going to have a voice. And this show is America's voice because I let people talk. Thank you so much for your service to this country and your continued service by running for office there in Illinois. Keep me informed because, Jacob, it's going to take you and me and everyone else to bring America
I sure
home.
Will, Beth, and I encourage every American this year to write down the federal government as a dependent on their taxes.
And we're done. Thank you.
Thank you.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.